Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Yud Gimel, 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, at the Mishnah, and on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah stated a klal, kol ha-koyim etzei nasa mekli, ha-melech ha-makti alecho dovi shedakar lecho, ul-hakti dovi shedakar lakter, chutzel mekoyim et pasal ve'im bei kores, and chutzel is manna pigol v'chiovin lov kores, uvvad shiakav ha-matik ha-mitzvasoi, and one's kamona has to be regarding a dovi shedakar lecho, or dovi shedakar lakter, that is at least the size of a kazayis. Regarding a mincha, we already explained that Dovi Shedakar Lechol is referring to the Shirayim of the Mincha, and Dovi Shedakar Lahakter is referring to the Kmitza as well as the Levina. And Rashi at the beginning of the Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, stated, Oy Lahakter Kreim to Bechutz, to Machshava Peiseles, Ben Shechisha Lachilis Adam, Ben Shechisha Valachilis Mizbech, Kagoyin Aktara. We also saw that if one had an improper Kavana to eat a Hefika Zayas of Shirayim with the Machshava's Pigle of Chutzla's Manoi, he also had an improper Kavana to eat a Hefika Zayas of Shirayim with the machshava of chutzel mekoymai, and the carbon would be pasul, although there would not be a chi of kares. And as the Mishnah stated, lechol kechetzi zayis bechutz, kechetzi zayis lemacha, or kechetzi zayis lemacha, kechetzi zayis bechutz, pasul ve'im by kares. And our Mishnah teaches us, lechol kechetzi zayis, lehakta kechetzi zayis, kosher, she'in achilu v'aktar mitzdarfin. If while performing an avodah, one had a machshava to eat a half gezayis of shirayim, which is achilus adam, either chutzel's man or chutzel mekoymai, and also had a machshava to be makta half gezayis of the kmitzu or levina, which is Achilles Mizbeach, either Chutzel's Mano or Chutzel Mekaymoi, or Achilles Odom and Achilles Mizbeach would not be Mitzdarev, and the carbon would still be kosher. Na'in Rashi, Lechol Kachatzizayas, Lechakta Chatzizayas, Lemacha kosher. And Rashi points out that even if both of the Kavanais were with Kavana of Chutzel's Mano, then it would still be kosher. And similarly, if both of these Machshavos were for Chutzel Mekaymoi, then the carbon would be kosher. Keep in mind that we already learned that if one had Kavana either to be Makta, a full Kazayas of the Shirayim, or to eat a full Kazayas of the kmitza, then the carbon would still be kosher. And as we saw in Rashi and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Avlam Chishet Lahakti Shirayim Lemacha Lechol Kaimitz Lemacha Kosher. The butler Daitari Yitzel Kol Adam. Our Gemara now begins and is Medayik Taimud Lechol Lahakter. That's Mashma from Mishnah. That the only reason why this carbon is kosher because he had Kavana Lechol Kechetzi Zayis Lahakti Kechetzi Zayis Halechol Vlechol Dava Shein Daka Lechol Mitzdarev. But if he would have had Kavana to eat a half a kazayis of the Shirayim and to also eat a half a kazayis to the kmitza, either chutzel's mana or chutzel mekoymai, then these two achilus would still be mitzdarev. Gemara is v'aktani reisha, but we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph that lechol davish shadaka lechol lahakta davish shadaka lahakter, that the only time the pickle applies is only if one had kavana to eat something which is normal to be eaten, like the shirayim, and to be makter something which is normal to be makter, like the kmitza. As we already explained, that it's mashma davish shadaka lechol in she'in daka lechol loy, that the only time machshava actually applies is only if he had kavana to eat something which is normal to be eaten, for example, the shirayim. However, if he had kavana to eat the kmitza, which is not a dove shadaka lechol, then butlo daita eitzel kol adam, that would not be a machshava, that would pasel. The Gemara first tries to respond that in a chenami, there's a machlekes between the first mishnah of our perek and our mishnah, as mantana, who's the tan of our mishnah, our rabbiyam mehamani rabbi lezi, that our mishnah is going like the sheet of rabbi lezi, the am mechash mechilis adam lechilis mizbeach, or mechilis mizbeach lechilis adam. If, for example, one had a machshava to be makta the shirayim the next day, or one had kavana to eat the kmitza the next day, then that would be a valid machshava b'negei pigol. Therefore, in a chenami, the diak from a mishnah would be correct that if someone had kavana to eat a half a kazayis of the shirayim, and he also had kavana to eat a half a kazayis of the kmitza, and since both his kavanas are b'negei achila, so they would be mitzaref according to Rabbi Lezer, and the carbon would be pigol. And where do we see the sheet of Rabbi Lezer, the tznan? And as we will learn in the mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin, that kaimis says a mincha lechol davish in dak lechol that the Tanakama of that Mishnah, who is also the Tana of the first Mishnah of our Perek, learns that if one had Kavana to eat a Dovish in Dakal Echol, or had Kavana to be Makta Dovish in Dakal Hakter, then that's not considered a Kavana, and therefore the Karma would be Kosher. And Rabbi Lezer Pesel, Rabbi Lezer holds that the Karma would be Pesel, although Rabbi Lezer agrees that there would not be a Chiyav of Kares. And therefore, Zok Rabbi Yemya, that our Mishnah is going like the Sheet of Rabbi Lezer, and therefore our Mishnah teaches us that in Achilu Vaktar Mitzdafin, but in Achinami Achilu Vachilo would be able to be mitzarev. But certainly the Gemara is still bothered that it doesn't make sense to say that the first Mishnah of our Perek is going Lefi to Tana Kama, then the very next Mishnah should be going like the Shita Rabbi Elazar, and therefore Abaye Omar, so Abaye explains, Afilu Tame Rabbanon, that we could explain that our Mishnah is even going like Shita Rabbanon, Loi Tame Halecho Velechel Dovish Ein Dakar Lechel, Elaim Halecho Velechel Dovish Dakar Lechel, when our Mishnah stated, Shein Achilu Vaktor Mitstafin, the Diak that you should make is not that Achilu Vachilu of a Dovish Ein Dakar Lechel would be Mitstarif. Certainly our Mishnah is going like Rabbanon, that if one had Kavanah to eat something which is Ein Dakar Lechel, and for example he had a Kavanah to eat a Kmitzah, and certainly it's Batal Dait Leitzel Kol Adam, and therefore it's not considered Machshav at all. The proper Diak to make from our Mishnah, that if one had Kavanah to eat a Hef Kazayas of Shirayim, which is a Dovish Ein Dakar Lechel, and his Kavanah was to eat a Chutzlis Manoi, and then he also had Kavanah to eat a Hef Kazayas of Shirayim, and his Kavanah was to eat a Chutzlis Mekoymai, and since both of his Kavanahs were on something which is Dovish Ein Dakar Lechel, even though half a kazayis was to eat a chutzlus manoi and half a kazayis was to eat chutzl mekoymoi, they would still be mitzdarev, the carbon would be pasal, and the Gemara is, so my kamashbalon, ha behedik tanila, lechel kazayis bechutz, so kazayis lemacho, kazayis lemacho, kazayis bechutz, and the Mishnah then continued that if someone had kavana to eat kechetzizayis bechutz, or kechetzizayis lemacho, or kechetzizayis lemacho, or kechetzizayis bechutz, pasal vein by kareis, the Mishnah clearly taught us that an improper kavana of chutzlus manoi and chutzl mekoymoi can be mitzdarev, as we continue and after you give me olive, hasu lomli I lechel v'lechel dovish ein dakar lechel kamashmo and the mitzdarev mereisha shamis mina. As Rashi explains at the bottom of dafyud beis and beis and at the top of dafyud gimel olive, that the gemara is habehedik tani law mehach sefer diktani shein achilu baktar mitzdarfin lomli. And why would our mishnah have to end off shein achilu baktar mitzdarfin? Rashi continues to explain the gemara's question, and based on argus of the gemara, Rashi explains ilu medik mina halechel v'lechel dovish ein dakar lechel kagoyin as if you will say that the Mishnah is trying to teach us that we should be medayik as we originally thought, and it's only where someone had kavana on achila and aktara that there would not be a tziruv. However, in a case where someone had kavana to eat a chetzi zayis of shirayim and they also had kavana to eat a chetzi zayis of the kmitzah, then it would be mitzarev. However, the Gemara points out that since lefi abaya, our Gemara right now is trying to explain both of these mishnayis are going lefi chachamim, so certainly lefi chachamim this can't be. It's Hamurisha Shamis Minor Delimit Staffin, as from the first Mishnah we already saw, that certainly if one had Kavanah to eat a Kmitzah, which is a Dovish Ein Dakar Lechol, then that is not a Machshav at all, and certainly would not be Mitztarif. As Rashi continues, the Ktani Risha Dovish Ein Dakar Lechol in, She Ein Dakar Lechol Loi, as the Gemara continues, and is, E Lechol Vel Hakter, Mediukud Risha Shamis Minor, and if you're going to say that in a Chinami, our Mishnah is only trying to teach you the Ikudin of the Mishnah, and not trying to teach you a Diak at all, the Mishnah is simply teaching us that even if one had kavana to eat a half a kazayis of a dovish ein dakar lechel, and for example he had kavana to eat a half a kazayis of shrayim, in addition he had kavana to be makta a half a kazayis of the kmitzah, which is a dovish ein dakar lehakter, that they would not be mitzdarev, as ein achila vaktar mitzdarfin. L'chayyur, this can be learned from the diak from the first mishnah, and we wouldn't need the second mishnah to teach us this din at all. As our gemara continues, the hashta mal lechel v'lechel dovish ein dakar lechel amr loy mitzdarev, certainly lechel v'lehakter mibayi, and since we were already medayik from the Risha, if one had kavana to eat half a kazayis of shirayim the next day, which is dovish ein dakar lechol, and he also had kavana to eat half a kazayis of kmitzel the next day, which is dovish ein dakar lechol, then certainly would not be mitzdarev, as machshava on a dovish ein dakar lechol is not considered machshava, as although the maisa he had kavana on a full kazayis of achila, but even so the machshavas would not be mitzdarev, and if so lechol hakter mibayi, certainly in a scenario where one didn't have kavana to eat a full kazayis or to be makter full kazayis, he only had kavana to eat a half a kazayis of the shirayim and to be makta half a kazayis of the kmitzah, and certainly these half a zesim should not be mitzarev and the carbon should not be pasol. If so, how could Abai explain that the second mishnah is going even lefi the chachamim? And the Gemara explains in lechel hakta itzuchle in a chenami, the chiddush of a mishnah is in order to teach us that in achilu baktar mitzarfin salkadai techamino hasim hud loy kuochi kumachashev aval hochad bahai kuochi kumachashev bahai kuochi kumachashev emel istarev kumash balon, and we couldn't learn the din of our Mishnah from a diak from the din of the Risha, as in the Risha we were talking about a case where someone had kavana to eat half a kazayis of a dovish ein dakar lechol, and also had kavana to eat a dovish ein dakar lechol. Since when he had kavana to eat a dovish ein dakar lechol, and for example he had kavana to eat a kmitzah, then that is not kuochei and but lo deik leitzel kol adam, and therefore his machshav is not a machshav at all. And as we previously explained, even if he would have had kavana to eat the full kazayis of the kmitzah chutzl zmanei chutzl mekoymoi, then the karma would still be valid. However, in our Mishnah, since he had kavana to eat hefak zayis hashurayim l'macho chutzum mekoymoi. Certainly, that is a valid kavana, as is dovi shadaker lechol. And if he would have actually had kavana to eat the full shurayim, certainly would be pigol. Similarly, at the same time, he had kavana to be makta hefak koymeitz l'macho chutzum mekoymoi. Certainly, if he would have had kavana to be makta kizayis hakmitza chutzus manu chutzum mekoymoi, certainly the carbon would be puzzle, as his kavana was on a dovi shadaker lehak there. Therefore, one may have thought that since both these kavanas were valid kavanas, these kavanas would be mistarif and the karma would be pasol and kamash blon, and therefore our Mishnah teaches us that if one had kavana lechol kechetzi zayis lehakdi kechetzi zayis chutzos mana chutzum mekoymoi, that the karma would be kosher she'in achilu baktor mitstarfin hadlo kol menachos. And we begin a new perek and a new Mishnah, the last Mishnah that began on Daf Yud Aleph Beis. Mishnah tours the psulim of someone had machshava of chutzum mekoymoi chutzos manoi, and at the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Beis the Mishnah stated that while the kohen was performing the avodah of kmitza, he had a machshava either to eat the shurayim or to be makta the kmitza or to be makta the levina. If his kavana was to do so chutzul mekoymoi, then the karma would be pasul ve'im by kares. And if his kavana was chutzul manoi, not only would the karma be pasul, but if he then finished bringing the entire carbon and he brought the matta kmitzvasai, then he would be chayiv kares. The Mishnah refers to this as pigol, and keep in mind it would seem that this was l'divrei hakol, and our Mishnah will teach us the previous Mishnah was only going l'fida shita rabbanon. And Rabbi Yossi will be chiluk on this shita. And before we continue, that we already mentioned that there's a comparison between the zevach and mincha. We know there are three basic components of a zevach. There's the dam, the emurim, and basar. We know that the matanis hadam is matter the person to bring the emurim on the mizbeach, and also for the basar to be eaten. We also know that even after the kohen does matanis hadam properly, then if the emurim are still around, he would also have to be makta the emurim prior to the basar being mutter b'achila. And therefore, the dam is really matter shirayim, and the dam of the shirayim is really mata the basar. And similarly, we find by the geya mincha that the kmitza of flour and the levoina are achilas mizbeach, and they're similar to the dam and the emurim that are placed on the mizbeach. The only way one could eat the shirayim of a korban mincha only after the laktar of the kmitza and the levoina on the mizbeach, and therefore the kmitza and the levoina are the mata of the shirayim. Though by the geya zevach, the dam is mata the emurim, and the emurim can't be placed on the mizbeach before the dam. However, the kmitza and the levoina are not mata each other, as we will see that each one is a matter b'fnei atzmai. Our Mishnah now begins at koymitz es mincha lechol shirel lehakte koymitz lamocha moed Rabbi Yisi b'zeh shu pigol v'chiyavon lav karis. And certainly in a case where while one was performing the kmitz of the mincha and he had kavana to either eat the shirayim or to be makta the kmitz the next day, certainly Rabbi Yisi would be moed that this is a case of pigol and one would be chayiv karis. However, in the next case of the Mishnah where the Mishnah brought a scenario where one was doing the kmitz and had kavana to be makta the levain the next day, the Mishnah taught us that it would be pigol v'chiyavon lav kares, and zokta Mishnah lahakta l'vanasa l'macha. So Rabbi Yisi amar pasul v'im by kares v'chamayim pigol v'chiyavon lav kares. The chum is the tan of a previous Mishnah, and they hold that it would be pigol and one would be chayiv kares. However, Rabbi Yisi is chiluk on that din. Rabbi Yisi holds that although the carbon will be pasul midrabanan, however midraisa this carbon would not be pigol and certainly one would not be chayiv kares. And as Rashi states, Rabbi Yisi oimer time farish b'gemara. The Mishnah continues amuloi mashina zemen azevach, that the Chum responds to Rabbi Yisi that why would this case be different than a regular case of a behema? We know that if while one was doing shechita of a carbon, had kavana to be makta the emurim chutzul mekoymoi or chutzul manoi, then it would be pasul and it would be pigol. And if so, the same should apply b'negei a korban mincha, that if while one was doing kmitza of a mincha, had kavana to do an improper aktar of the levina, then the carbon should be pasul meduraisa. And Rabbi Yisi responds amalahen shazevach damoi b'sar ve'emurim echad ve'levina inu mina mincha. As Rashi says, Mefarish b'Gemara, in order to explain how Rabbi Yisi responds to the Chachamim, we will wait until the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel Beis. Before we begin the Gemara, let us point out that in the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph Beis, the Mishnah brought multiple cases. There were four cases where the Mishnah mentioned the concept of having kavana on kazayis of shirayim or on a kazayis of the kmitza. And as we saw in the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya brought a brisa where he was not gurus the cases of kazayis. In the Reish of our Mishnah, the Mishnah was not gurus the cases of kazayis either. Nine in top places on that Taisus points out, that although the Gemara made a diak from the fact that Rabbi Chiya was not gurus oikazayis, from our Mishnah we will not make that diak, as the lematzal made mehacha the hachli itzuch lemisay oikazayis, kivin the tana parakama, since the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Beis already spoke about the four cases of oikazayis, and therefore we didn't have to repeat it in this Mishnah, as this is not the point of our Mishnah. The Gemara begins and asks, lama lemisay made Rabbi Yisi bezu, that why would our Mishnah have to begin and tell us that Rabbi Yisrael was Moida in these two cases of the Mishnah, he's only Chilik on the third case of our Mishnah. All the Mishnah should have stated is that Kaimitz to the Milchel, Haktel, and Vinastel, and Macha, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm a Pasal, but I'm a Kares, and I'm a Pigle, and I'm a Love Kares. The Gemara explains, Mishim, the Kabay, the Misty, Seifel, Haktel, and Vinastel, and Macha, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm a Pasal, but I'm a Kares, that since we wanted to bring down the Machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael and the Chacham regarding Levina, if we just brought down the Machlekes between the Gay Levina, then one may have thought that not only is Rabbi Yisrael Chilik been the Gay Levina, Rabbi Yisrael would also be Chilik in a case where someone had Kavana to be Machta, Kaimitz, Chutzlun's Mana, Chutzlun, and Kaimai. One may have thought that the reason why Rabbi Yisrael is chilek on the Tanakama, because as we already explained, that in order to be matir the shirayim bachila, one has to be matir both the kmitza of the flower as well as the levina, since his kavana was only to be matir the levina by itself, chutzel zmano, chutzel mekayma, since he didn't have a kavana regarding the entire matir, so it would not be pigol. Therefore, Rabbi Yisrael would also be chilek if someone had kavana to be matir the kmitza, chutzel zmano, as ultimately that is also a chatzim matir. Therefore, Rabbi Yisrael hold that even in that case, it would not be considered pigol. And we continue on Daf Yud Gimel Beis Kamash Vlan the Bahamoida. And therefore, our Mishnah first starts and tells us Rabbi Yisrael is moida the chamim in a case where someone had kavana either to eat the shirayim chutzlus mana, even if he had kavana only to be makted a kmitza chutzlus mana, then that would still be considered pigol. As Rashi explains that the Gemara is mechadish to us that the reason for the din of Rabbi Yisrael is not because he holds in mefag. But as the Gemara will explain, the Rabbi Yisrael holds a matir mefagel matir. One matir cannot be mefagel another matir. Therefore, Rabbi Yisrael holds that while doing the kmitza, which is one of the matirin, one had an improper kavana b'negei levina, which is also a matir. That kavana would not pass the carbon midiraisa. However, Rabbi Yisrael agrees that in the case of the Mishnah, while one was performing the avodah of kmitza, he had an improper kavana regarding the kmitza itself. So since his kavana on one matir is regarding the same matir, he's having kavana regarding the haktar of the kmitza while he's performing the avodah of kmitza, Rabbi Yisrael agrees that that would be a problem of pigol. And as the Gemara will explain in a moment, as the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, lahaktal v'nas l'macha, Rabbi Yisrael am apostle v'im baykaris, and on Reish Lakish explains, oimahir Rabbi Yisrael imatim mefagel samater, that the reason why Rabbi Yisrael stated that if while performing the kmitza on the flower, which is a matir, one had kavana regarding another matir, then the psula pigol midiraisa doesn't apply. Reish Lakish continues, v'chein and similarly, be negated two bezichel levayin of lechem apanim. And as we already mentioned, the two bezichel levayin that were placed on the mizbeach were the matirim of the lechem apanim to be eaten. Therefore, Rabbi Yisrael would also hold that if while one was being makted one of the bezichel levayin, one had an improper kavana that he would be makted the other spoon of levayin, either chutzos mana or chutzos mekaymai. And since Rabbi Yisrael holds a matir mefagel samater, therefore in this scenario, the din of pigel would not apply. Midiraisa. Gemara is bothered. My v'chin ato imer. The why Reish Lakish have to teach us the din b'negei shnei bezichel levayna. And as Rashi states, pshita the chol hecha the ikar shnei matirim palag Rabbi Yisrael. Just like Rabbi Yisrael's chiluk b'negei shnei matirim of a karmen mincha, which is the flower and the levayna, Rabbi Yisrael would also be chiluk b'negei two matirim of the lechem apanim, which are the two bezichel levayna, must both be placed on the mizbeach in order to be matir the lechem apanim. And the Gemara responds that Reish Lakish is teaching us that ma'or tim atayim Rabbi Yisrael levayna mishum d'lab min. Possibly one would think that the only time Rabbi Yisrael said his halacha is only b'negei a regular mincha where there are two separate matirin and there's the matir of the flower and the matir of the levayna. Therefore, he held that imatir mefagel samater. However, b'negei the shnei bezichel levayna and the lechem apanim where the two bezichel levayna are both levayna. So maybe over there, Rabbi Yisrael would agree that one matir could be mefagel the other matir. Mashblon that even in the case of the shnei bezichel levayna, Rabbi Yisrael is chiluk on the chachamim. However, the Gemara now asks on Reish Lakish, how could you actually explain that the reason for Rabbi Yisrael b'negei levayna and b'negei regular mincha is not because the levayna and the seilis are two separate minim? Therefore, it is only b'negei regular mincha that Rabbi Yisrael holds a matir mefagel samater, but Rabbi Yisrael would not be chiluk on the chachamim b'negei l'shtei bezich levayna since they are both the same min. V'aktani seifa, but we learned in the seifa of our Mishnah. That why is there a difference between a mincha and a zevach? Why is it that while one is doing the avodas hadam, if one had improper intent that he'll be makt to the murim the next day, there is a problem of pigol al b'negei kar mincha? You hold that if one is in the middle of the avodah of the kmitza and one had intent regarding the levina, then it would not be pigol. And amalehen Rabbi Yisrael responded to Chachamim, hazavach domu b'sar ve'imu of echad meluvina inu mena mincha. But again, a korban behima, since the blood as well as the basar and the emurim of an animal are the same entity, therefore we don't say the klal of imatim mefagas hamater. Hashem came b'negei a regular mincha with the seilus and levina, two entities. Therefore, Rabbi Yisi has the klal of imatim mefagas hamater. And if so, by the mincha of lechem apanim, l'chir Rabbi Yisi agrees to the chachamim, since the shnei bezich levina are the same min and the same entity. Therefore, the klal of imatim mefagas hamater would not apply to the case of the shnei bezich levina, where one is being makta, one is bezich levina, and had intent that it will be makta the other bezich levina, either chutzal mekaymoy or chutzal zmanoy. Gemara responds, my ina min amincha, ina be'ikah mincha, as the lav ki hechid ma'akavlu koymetz l'shirayim, the kamad l'miskat koymetz l'misach l'shirayim, hachinami ma'akav lo levina. That is actually not the case. Ali boy hay makta b'resha, vi boy hay makta b'resha. The Gemara responds that when Rabbi Yisi explained the Mishnah, the difference between a zevach and a mincha is zevach domik b'sar ve'imru of echad, levina ina min amincha. It didn't mean to say that the difference between a zevach and a mincha, that a zevach, the dam, the emurim, and the basar are all part of one entity, whereas the flour and the levina are two separate minim. But he really meant to say that there's a major difference between a carbon and a mincha by zevach, although it's true that dam and the emurim are a mater, as they're both going to be mater basar. However, ultimately, the dam is mater emurim, and prior to the zrikas adam or the matonis adam, the kohen cannot place the emurim on the mizbeach. Therefore, if while doing zrikas adam, kohen specified a wrong intent, he stated that I'll be makter emurim either chutzal zmanu or chutzal mekaymai, so then that would be considered pigol, as that's not a case of a mater being mefagel samater. However, Rabbi Yisi states that since benegei mincha, flour by itself and the levina by itself are two distinct materin, even prior to someone being makter the kmitza on the mizbeach, if one was makter the levina, that would be fine, and the aktar of the kmitza is not a mater of the aktar of the levina. Therefore, Rabbi Yisi holds that in the case of the mincha, I mater mefagel samater, and this svara also pertains to the b'shnei b'zich levina, since each of the b'zich levina are independent of each other. One could be makter either of the b'zich levina first, and there is no specific order as to how you have to be makter them, and you don't have to be makter both of them at the same time. That's why Reish Lakish stated that the din of Rabbi Yisi would even apply b'negeid shnei b'zich levina and b'negeid lechem apanim. And as Rashi states, ina b'ikur mincha klemar lo ilum taim mishum de imater mefagel samater. Really, the reason for Rabbi Yisi is because he holds imater mefagel samater v'hari kamalu azevach kulo echad v'adamu matas emurim ilkol kichishav al emurim chutzos mani b'shas avidis adam would be mefagel the lav shnei matirinenu avol levina ina makeves mincha ina bechlal ikur shirayim ina koymitz me'akev halavina melahakter kehichidim akev l'shirayim hilkol chavol levina matir b'fnei atzmai v'omar imater mefagel samater. And therefore Rabbi Yisi taught us the klal of imater mefagel samater. And the Gemara continues, Rabbanon, and Rabbanon who argue in Rabbi Yisi, they hold that even if one is middle of doing the avodah of the kmitza, if someone had kavana to be makta levina chutzal zman and chutzal mekaymai, then it would be considered pigol. Although in this scenario they argue on Rabbi Yisi, however they agree to Rabbi Yisi that there is a concept of imater mefagel samater. However, as we will see, that concept only applies in one specific scenario. As Rashi points out, that we will see in the Mishnah Daf Zayin, that Rabbanon actually have a scenario where they say that pigol would not apply. That is in regard to the kabbalists that are brought on Shavuos. We know that after they bring the Shnei Chvasim, that was matter the Shtei Lechem to be eaten by the Kohenim. Rabbanon would hold that Shachar Echem min HaKvasim Lechem Mechaveir L'macha the Shneim Kshirim. Rabbanon would agree that the din of pigol would not apply in a scenario where while one is shechting one of the Kvasim, he had an improper kabbalah to eat from the bus of the other Kevis the next day. So in that case, Rabbanon would agree to Rabbi Yisi that certainly we would state that imatim mefagas hamater, since while he was performing the avodah on one of the matirim, which is one of the shnei chavasim, he had kavana regarding the other kaves, which is the other matir. Certainly, in that case, the din of pigol would not apply. And as the Gemara explains, Rabbanon ki aminon imatim mefagas hamater hanimi lehichad leikpo bechad mona aval hichad leikpo bechad mona kichad dami. Rabbanon limited the klal of imatim mefagas hamater to the case of the shnei chavasim on Shavuos, as in that case, the two chavasim, which are the two matirim, are completely separate and completely distinct from each other, as both of the kvasim are never placed in the same kli, and therefore there is no connection between them, and therefore we have a klal that in matam mefagas hamater, if while doing an avodah on the first keves one had kavana regarding the second keves, then it would not be considered pigol. However, Rabbanon Achilik and Rabbi Yisi, and they hold that there is no differential between a mincha and a regular korban, and just like a regular korban, we don't have the klal of in matam mefagas hamater because the dam and the emurim and the basar are from one min. So similarly, b'negei mincha, since the flour and the levina are placed in one kli, therefore therefore it's considered like they're all together and they are connected. Therefore, even if one is in the middle of doing Levaida with the Kmitza, he had an improper Kavana Benugay Levaina, it would still be Pigal Midraisa. And as Rashi states, Elahichad Leipo, Bechadmana, Kagoyin Gabakivse Atzeres, the Midra Abonim, Besefer de Masisin, as we will see in the Mishnah and Daf Tazayin, Shachar Echem and Akfasim, Lechem Echaver Lamacha, Shneim Kshirim, the Shneim Matimis Alechem, Hasim Vade Amina, E Matim and Fagas Amater. Prior to continuing with the Gemara, let us remind ourselves as to the Seid of the Mincha. Prior to Kmitza, all the flour, the oil, and the Levaina was in one Kli, and then they would move the Levaina to the side, and the Kohen would do Kmitza from the Mincha. Then the Kohen would place the Kmitza into a Kli, walk it over to the Mizbeach, and be marked to the Kmitza on the Mizbeach. And after he was marked to the Kmitza on the Mizbeach, he would gather together the Levaina, which was still in the original Kli, and with the Shirayim of the Mincha, he would then be marked to the Levaina on the Mizbeach. Gemara now continues and tells us, the collection of the Levaina from on top of the Mincha has to be done with the Kohen and cannot be done by a Zar. If the Zar would be Malak the Levaina, then the Mincha would be Pasol. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Yemi is bothered that the only time we have a Pasol of a Zar is only when they perform an Avoida, and L'chayr, there is no Avoida of being Malak the Levaina. Therefore, Rabbi Yemi explains, Rabbi Yanai holds that by being Malak the Levaina and passing it to the Kohen, this is considered part of Avoida Vailacha, even though the Zar did not walk and he just passed it to the Kohen. We hold Hailacha Shalei Beregel Shema Hailacha. That's where Rabbi Yanai taught us that if a Zar does Hailacha, then the Karm will be Pasal. As Rashi states, Meshom Hailacha Nagba, Shazar Shaliktav and Nasal Kohen, so he was Miat Behilacha Kohen, Vailacha Achas Men Avoidas, the Garmina Mizvachim, Hailacha is one of Avoidas by a Zevach, therefore based on Hekish, so we learn it's also considered Avoida Benegea Mincha, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Vayikur Benegea regular carbon states, Vishachas Ben Abakal Fnei Hashem, Vikriv Bnei Aaron Akrin Mes Adam, Vizorkus Adam, Al Mizbeach Savah, Shapesach El Moid, Afagav the Omar, that even though we learned from Mesech Tzvachim and Daf Dalid, Zukabol Sadam, that the Lashon HaLacha over here refers to Kabol Sadam, Afilu Hachi Lashon HaLacha, but even so, it's also the Lashon HaLacha, Kiramim Mesef HaKol Chayam Beria, Ayin Rashi, the Gemara continues, Omar Amari, Afanana Mithina, the Rav Amari points out, that based on a dig from the Mishnah and Daf Yud Bezim and Aleph, also see the concept that by collecting the Levaina, that's also considered Aveda. It's on the top of Daf Yud Bezim and Aleph, the Mishnah states, Zeh HaKlal, Kol HaKoymitz V'Nasim B'Kliv, HaMelech V'HaMakder, and the Mishnah lists all the different types of Avedas, that while performing those Avedas, if one had a Machshav as Pigol, it would be considered Pigol. And the Mishnah states, if anyone does Kmitza, or places the Kmitza into a Kli, or walks with the Kli towards the Mizbeach, or is Makta the Kmitza on the Mizbeach, then those are all considered Avedas of the Mincha. And even though the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about Levaina, but the Gemara is now Medayek, Vishleim HaKoymitz Hainu Sheichet, that certainly we understand why Kmitza is an Aveda, as that is comparable to Shechita, and Melech Nami Hainu Melech, and when someone walks with the Kmitza towards the Mizbeach, that's similar to someone that's walking with the Dam towards the Mizbeach. Similarly, Makter Hainu Zerik, and when one is being Makter the Kmitza on the Mizbeach, that is comparable to one that is doing Zrik Zedam for Zevach. Therefore, we understand why these are considered Avedas Benegeya Mincha. However, Murray is bothered that Lanesim Kli, my Kavid, Lachiru, when one places the Kmitza into Kli Shares, that is not comparable to any of the Avedas by Zevach, as Murray continues to explain, as Ilay Mishum the Domil Kabbalah, as if you will say that by placing the Kmitza into a Kli, that is similar to one that's been Makabal Adam into Kli Shares, me dummy, but how can you compare the two? Hasan Mela, Haka Kashok of Rami, and over there, after the Shechita, the blood pours right into the Kli Shares, while in the case of Nesim Kli, one actually has to place the Kmitza into the Kli Shares, and as Rashi states, Hasan Mela, Neufel Adam be Mizrak, and Haka Shok of Kaimitz Rami Bakli. However, Zokra Murray, by the fact that our Mishnah stated that being Nesim Bakli is considered Aveda, so Al Mishum, the Kim Le Sagilay, the Le Ovidla, Aveda Cheshuvihi, Al Koch Mashvelik Kabbalah, and Hachinami Kim Le Sagilay, the Le Ovidla, Aveda Cheshuvihi, Al Koch Mashvelik Alocha. It must be that the reason why the Mishnah stated that if someone places the Kmitza into a Kli, it's considered Aveda, is because since there's a requirement to place the Kmitza into a Kli Shares, it must be that this is considered Aveda, and therefore we compare it to the case of Kabbalah, and similarly, Benegay Levaina, since it's impossible for the Kohen to be Makta Levaina on the Mizbeach, unless he collects the Levaina from on top of the rest of the Mincha, therefore it must be that it's considered Aveda, since we see that by being Makta Levaina, it's considered Aveda, therefore Abiana is correct that Lika Levaina Bazar is Pasol. However, the Gemara continues, Loi, there are Murray's Raya from this Mishnah, not necessarily a valid Raya, as it could be that by collecting the Levaina from on top of the Mincha, that is not considered Aveda. However, by placing the Kmitza into a Kli Shares, that is an Aveda, and even though we originally stated that you can't compare it to the case of Kabbalah, however, Zokta Gemara, Lo Ilum, the Domino Kabbalah, really the placement of the k'mitza into the klisharis is completely comparable to the avoid of kabbalas hadam b'klisharis. In order to kashul lecha hasam emeila hachal k'shakum rami, and even though you asked that there's a difference between the two meisim, as one is memeila and one you're taking into b'yadayim and placing into klisharis. However, the Gemara explains mechte tavayo k'dushas kliu that ultimately both are performing the same action as by hadam going into the mizrak, the k'mitza being placed into klisharis. They're both receiving their kedusha, and the dam becomes kadosh, the koymitz becomes kadosh. Mali memeila, mali kashak of rami. The fact that one happens memeila and one happens biyadayim is lemaili v'lemirid. Therefore, it's quite possible that even though our Mishnah taught us when one places the kmitz into klisharis, it's considered avoda. However, it's still possible that the collection of levina is not considered avoda. And as Rashi states, avalika levina leidomi lechadim hanach lava avodahi, and maybe that would be kasha bizarre. And we will stop over here.